Grandma let me come live with her, and she even made new clothes for my doll. How can I ever thank her enough?
What your grandmother loves most is your grateful heart, and that's what God wants too. Guess what? You're listening to the one and only Keys for Kids, a great way to grow your faith in God. My name is Zach. Do you ever think about all the things your parents or other grown-ups do for you? They provide meals, clothes, a safe place to live, and a lot more. You'll probably never repay them for that, but you can sure be grateful. And as much as your loved ones do for you, think of this. Jesus has done so much more. He's taken away the consequences for all the wrong things you've done. That's something you can only say thank you for. Like 1 Chronicles 16:34 says, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever." Our story for today is called Just Say Thanks. Stella trudged quietly home from the school bus stop. After 3 weeks of living with Grandma Ruth, Stella still hadn't made any friends on her new bus. Grandma Ruth kept reminding her that it takes time to build friendships. "I'm home, Grandma Ruth," Stella called, opening the door to their apartment. "I have something to show you, sweetie." Stella hung her backpack on a hook and hugged her grandmother. "What do you want me to see?" Stella asked. "Come here." Grandma Ruth steered Stella to the tiny room they had converted into a bedroom for her. On the bed, Stella glimpsed a surprise. Her most cherished doll, Claudette, lay propped against the pillows wearing a new outfit. Purple corduroy overalls and a pink shirt. It complemented the doll's chocolate brown hair perfectly. Stella gasped. "Oh, Grandma Ruth, my favorite colors!" She rushed to the bed and cradled Claudette in her arms. Grandma Ruth sat next to Stella. "I'm glad you like it, honey. You outgrew those pants long ago. We'll buy you some clothes that fit better, but those pants made a great outfit for Claudette. I whipped that up on my sewing machine today." "Thank you, Grandma Ruth." She looked down, her smile fading. "What's wrong, sweetie? You let me come live with you, and you sew my clothes for my doll. I don't have anything for you. All I can do is say thanks." Grandma Ruth put her arm around Stella. "That's all you need to say. I love you, and I'm so happy you're my granddaughter. You're also God's child, Stella. When you put your faith in Jesus as your Savior last summer, God forgave your sins and brought you into his family. And just like I'm happy to be your grandma, God is happy to be your father." "He is?" "Yes, sweetie. He blesses us because he wants to, and we don't have to pay him back for it. In fact, we could never pay God back for all he does for us." "So I just say thanks to God?" Stella asked. "That's right. We can express our gratitude by thanking and praising him for all he's done for us." Stella grinned. "Then let's say thanks to God right now." Well, how about you? What do you do when saying thank you for a wonderful gift doesn't feel like enough? Maybe we think we must buy the giver a present to pay them back. But with God, we can trust that he shares his blessings with us because he wants to be good to his children. And the best we can say in response is simply, "Thank you." Our key verse is found in 1 Chronicles 16:34.
"Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever."
And our key thought for today, God loves a grateful heart. If Keys for Kids is helping you grow closer to God now, what will you do as a teenager? Try reading our Unlocked Teen Devotional. Sign up for a free subscription at unlocked.org/subscribe. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.